E nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo. Today this Mass is being offered for the blessed repose of the soul of our brother Beto Lopez. Beto Lopez, pray for him. I remember him sadly. I wasn't able to lay to rest because I was out of town when he died a few years back. Please pray for Beto. He's got a good one. Normally at this time you'd be able to have both the homily in English, the homily in Spanish. Hopefully you're able to read it. I translated it very quickly, so it should be the first comment that is on this live stream that's there. Hopefully it's more or less right, at least as I wrote it. So please correct my mistakes, as I make them quite far from perfect in any language, much less Spanish. Rather than giving you a separate homily, because normally I read my homily off of my phone and it's over there, so I can't do it, I'm just going to give you the homily more or less, kind of the same, but in English this time, for those who may be tuning in and happen to want to know English. So what's the problem in the gospel? What's the problem in the gospel? Our blessed Lord Jesus, what does he do? He doesn't break pure right there. This is a woman who's been enslaved by Satan, as it speaks about in the scripture there. And what's going on right there? He saves her. He gives her that grace. He asks her first if she wants the cure. She says yes. She's cured and just gives thanks to God. But not everybody's happy. How could there be anybody not happy about a great miraculous cure? Somebody who's been held bound for 18 years. There's one official question. Is the reason why the synagogue official is angry is that he's incensed, as it says there in the scripture, insensato. Is it because he's just a bad guy? That he just hates people and he's happy to just take care of himself? Is that what's going on? No. Most likely, this synagogue official was very loved by those who he cared for in the community, that he was a good man. Well, maybe it's because in some sort of way that not just that he's in a negative, got a negative attitude about this particular woman, but is it because he just hates this woman in some sort of way? No. I would find it hard experiencing this exact same difficulty. He probably spent many hours with her, praying with her, making sure that she herself was cared for, making sure that he himself would go with her through nights, through all this time, to make sure that she was well cared for in her life. I'm sure that's the case. That he probably spent many days crying with her over her illness, beseeching God to give her strength, even in the midst of it, if he would not give her a miraculous cure. So I'm sure there's a part of him that was rejoicing that finally this woman who he loved and wanted to see cured, probably about as much as she did, received that cure. So why is he insane? When he was cured, it wasn't in the way that he expected things to be. It wasn't the way in which he had control over his life. That something different was going on here, and that made him uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable with the way that she was healed. Because what was happening there was not what normally happened on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a day of rest. Just to give you an example, the way in which we venerate the Sabbath, in a sense, is very like the way you and I as Catholics venerate El Santísimo, Sacramento de Verdad. That we just spent an hour in adoration before, in adoration here upon this altar. Just like the Eucharist, the presence of God. God gave them the Sabbath. It's a holy, holy thing. Right there, changed everything for him, and he just couldn't accept that there was something new going on right here because he didn't have control over it, because there was something else going on. He just wasn't comfortable with it. It was outside his comfort zone. Do we get like that sometimes? Something happens that's outside our comfort zone. Do we have a reaction against saying, just do it any other way, but not right here, not this way? really, really cold right there. That's why I'm wearing shoes and not my normal footwear today, because I'm wearing a jacket underneath all this as well. It's cold. And maybe Cynthia or Anna Carolina, when you got up this morning, was it cold inside too? And did you just want to lay down there and get a few more minutes of rest because you don't got to go to school? Maybe it was that mom or that your abuelo at that time roused you up and said, hey, we got stuff to do, get out of bed and pull the covers back. And what happened? Maybe something not as respectful came out of your mouth. Why? Because that was your comfort zone. You love the warmth that's there. You don't want to touch the floor that's cold. You don't want to get up and do things. What like that? That's normal for us. Absolutely normal. So what's the point? God is calling us outside of comfort zone. Something that I find uncomfortable from time to time since I was a little guy is making a phone call. I hate making phone calls. Why? Because there's somebody on the other end and I can't control it. I can't see what they're doing to me right there. I can interact with people in person, but on the phone, it's just weird. Write a letter today. Are you maybe saying, well, if I do it, is he actually going to listen? Well, the call of God is to petition. And to be just like that little woman who was there who asked over and over again for that unjust judge who didn't care about anything, that she could get her justice. He eventually gave it to her. Not because he wanted to do her justice, because he wanted her off her case. Well, that's what it takes. If a bishop is a good man, so not like that bad judge that is in Scripture, spoken from the priest's mouth, whether it's something that I come across in my scripture reading, whether something happens to me and I want to react some sort of way, and all of a sudden something hits me over there that says, Jesus says to me, love your wives. It's uncomfortable to actually have to live out the gospel. But our Lord is always trying to stretch us out of our comfort zone. And when you and I allow God to stretch us out of our comfort zones, guess what? Something new happens, and if it's God who's guiding it, God who's asking it, woman got used to 18 years of sickness, right? That was a comforting sickness. That's why Jesus asked her, do you want to be healed? Do you want to come out of the comfort of your sickness? She said, yes. And because of it, everything was changed. Not just herself, but everybody else around got this huge teaching and a rebuke to go something deeper to be stretched. Where our Lord's really asking me to. It's going to change my life, yes. Because he's always going to do something really good. But he's also going to do something else for others who see that change within my life as well. What it is, I don't know for you. What it is for me, I don't know what it's going to be. But the more we allow our Lord to stretch ourselves in these ways, the more we need to see actually the reign of God come down, as we spoke about in the first reading from Ephesians. The reign of God wants to be here and now, Christ the King. Say in the scriptures, this is what our Lord wants to do for us. We let him stretch us outside our comfort zones, outside of things that we can control, things that we know and have experienced in our lives. This is it. The scripture says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor does it dawn upon the mind or the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. That's a reference to heaven. Heaven is not exactly where our Lord wants to bring us. Where do we get closest to heaven? On this side of heaven. It's right there. Right there. the altar, heaven comes down. And when you and I, if we prepare ourselves for Holy Communion, let's go right there and receive Holy Communion as Jesus is placed upon our top. Receive Him. Heaven then comes to rest in our souls. Let God stretch you. Whatever it is right now, God is trying to stretch you through. He's stretching you quite a bit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Even should you snap, God was happy.